Praise God. I thank all of you that are on the line on tonight. And I'm expecting great things from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. So I want you to continue to come on and get your Bibles out and follow along with me, because tonight we're going to do a little bit more reading tonight. And we're just knowing that God is going to have his way. He's got purpose. He's got purpose for you. He's got purpose for me. And I'm expecting that, and I'm looking forward to it. Amen. But tonight, I'm going to be reading Genesis, the 29th chapter, the 20th through the 30th verses. And we know this story. It's a story of how Jacob served his uncle Laban 7 years to earn the right to marry his daughter Rachel, whom he loved dearly. We know the story of Jacob, how much he loved Rachel. But Laban deceived Jacob. And he had to work an additional 7 years in order to marry Rachel. So praise God, I'm going to begin reading. That's Genesis, the 29th chapter, the 20th through the 30th verses. And it reads, "And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed unto him but a few days, for the love he had to her." He loved her so much that he was willing to serve. Hey, I'll work even longer because I love her just that much. And then he figured the time would go by fast. And the 21st verse says, "And Jacob said unto Laban, give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled, that I may go in unto her. And Laban gathered together all the men of the place, and he made a feast. And it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah, his daughter, and brought her to him, and he went in unto her. And Laban gave unto his daughter Leah Zilpah, his maid, for a handmaid. And it came to pass that in the morning, behold, it was Leah. And he said to Laban, what is this thou hast done unto me? He tricked him. He thought he was with Rachel, but he woke up, and lo and behold, he had good bit of rude awakening, but nevertheless, it wasn't Rachel, it was Leah. And so he says, did not I serve with thee for Rachel? Wherefore then hast thou beguiled me? Why did you fool me? He's saying. 26 verse, it said, and Laban said, it must not be so done in our country to give the younger before the firstborn. He didn't tell him that ahead of time, but he let him know then. Fulfill her week, and we will give thee this also for the service which thou shalt serve with me yet 7 other years. Verse 28 says, and Jacob did so, and he fulfilled her week, and he gave him Rachel, his daughter, to wife also. And Laban gave to Rachel his daughter Bilhah, his handmaid, to be her maid. And he went in also unto Rachel, and he loved also Rachel more than Leah, and served with him yet 7 other years. Wow. He got tricked, but yet he was willing to still work for her. And, you think about something that you really want, you're going to work for it. You don't care if you have to put in a little bit extra sweat or whatever. Might have to pay some more money. But yet he wanted Rachel so much that he says, yeah, I'll be willing to work 7 more years. But there are several key points that you and I can take away from this story. And before I get there, here's our topic for tonight. Don't be deceived, and don't even be the deceiver. Don't be deceived, but all we have to do, just wait on the Lord. Don't be deceived, just wait on the Lord. So Jacob was called a trickster, as you know, for he deceived his father Isaac into believing that he was his brother Esau. And therefore, Isaac gave Jacob the blessing that belonged to his brother. And here's another thing Jacob did. Jacob coerced his brother into selling him his birthright just for a measly bowl of soup. You'd be surprised when people will sell God out for something that is not even going to last. It's all going to pass away. Nothing is worth separating us from the love of Christ. Here's another thing Jacob done. Jacob had sown some very bad seed, and therefore he had to reap a very bitter crop. This is what happened. Jacob meets his match. See, it's always somebody that just as bad as you, if not even badder. So he met his match when he became entangled with this cunning uncle, Laban, who outwitted him, and he took advantage of Jacob at every turn, the Bible says, for the better part of 20 years. We have to reap what we sow. So Jacob was blinded, first of all, by the darkness of his wedding tent. He didn't know it. He thought for sure that he had been given Rachel, and when it turned up, in the morning when the light began to shine, when the sun began to shine, lo and behold, it was Leah that Laban had given to him for his wife instead of Rachel. And he had to work an additional 7 years in order to marry Rachel for her to be his wife. Also, Laban, he became openly hostile towards Jacob. You know, you can't play with the enemy. You can't give the enemy an inch. If you give him an inch, he'll take a mile. And then he was bold about it. You know, he wasn't hiding under a tent anymore, wasn't hiding behind the scenes. He just was kind of mad with Jacob. And then he began to change Jacob's wages 10 times. He changed it. He said, but God protected Jacob from hurt or any harm. That's how good God is. That's his mercy. That's his grace. See, God told Jacob to return to the land of Canaan. And then he says, I will be with thee. And see, when God promises that he's going to do a thing, we can just bank on it. We can rest on it. God told him, in spite of all the things, in spite of Jacob being a trickster, yes, he had to go through a lot of stuff, because certainly the word means what it says. As a man soweth, you're definitely going to reap. But yet he says, go back home. Go back to the land of Canaan and just know that I will be with you. See, people of God, when you know that the God is on your side, who could be against you? If God be for you, I don't care if the whole world is against you. Praise God. If it's just you and God, you got the majority. Amen, amen. Praise God. So here's another thing. Jacob, he lived many years in fear that his brother Esau would eventually find him. And when he found him, he knew he was going to be, he wanted to kill him, but mainly because he stole his birthright, his blessing, and then he had his birthright. So I'm sure his brother was fuming at him. But God gave grace. He gave Jacob grace. Don't be deceived, but it's just better to wait on the Lord. So for some 20 years, Jacob, even after he had gone back to Canaan land, Jacob had to believe. He believed the terrible lie that was concocted by his own sons that his dearly loved son, Joseph, was dead. And now for the Bible says how it broke Jacob's heart. He just wept over that because he loved him. He loved him because, see, Joseph was one of two sons. He only had two sons by Rachel. And so he loved Rachel, but he really loved Joseph too. He gave him a coat of many colors. You know the story. But yet, he had to endure. He didn't know that Joseph was alive, but yet he had to go through this. Again, don't be deceived. Galatians 6 and 7 says, be not deceived. Don't fool yourself. God is not mocked. You can't play games with God. You can't cover up. You can't pull the wool over God's eyes because he sees. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. So who are we fooling? We're fooling nobody but ourselves. But the Bible says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Now, the word means what it says, and it says what it means. It's for all of us. Don't make no difference what your title is. Don't make no difference how much money you have. Don't make any difference how popular you are. You could be the president of the United States. It don't make any difference right now. It don't make any difference. Just as sure as he's sown whatever seed he has sown, he will reap it. And the Bible says we don't have to worry about taking vengeance. God says, the vengeance belongs to me, saith the Lord. But anyway, The Lord will allow us to run a long time and think we've gotten by. We think we got by, but we don't get away. We must give an account, the scripture says, for every idle word. Just stop right there. Every single idle word. We got to think before we say something. We got to keep our mind stayed on Him. He said we have to give an account every idle word and deed that we have done in this body. That's heavy right there. Say, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Even though Jacob, he later repented and he became God-fearing and a lover of God. But God did not completely remove the bitterness of the crop that Jacob had to reap. He still had to do some of those things. And the same thing applies to us. Although the spiritual effects of our bad action, God forgives us. He forgives us. We are forgiven. But in the flesh, there will still be some consequences. But remember, God's grace and His truth endures through all generations. Amen. His grace, just like a song we used to sing back in the day, God's grace, His grace and mercy, He brought me through. And I'm living this moment just because of you, because of God, His mercy. And that's why God, He knew we needed new mercies. He knew you and I needed those brand new mercies every day in order to make it, because we're in the flesh. But remember, if we sow to the flesh, we will of the flesh reap corruption. But if we sow to the Spirit, people of God, we want to sow good seeds, good to the Spirit. We will of the Spirit reap eternal life. Amen, amen. But so God allowed Jacob to reap some hardship, and he lived a bitter life in order to help to purge his character. So God will do with us the same way in some respects. In some respects, God allowed us to go through different things. And we may have to ask God, forgive me and help me, Lord, and fix me, make me over again, do it for me again. Remember, God is not through with us yet. And I like the song where somebody prayed for me, and somebody had me on their mind, and they took the time just to pray for me. The scriptures tells us that God honors the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous. The Bible says it availeth much. And I thank God I'm sitting here today ministering the word to you on this line because somebody prayed for me. And I remember it was my grandmother that prayed day in and day out, year in and year out, asking God to save us, save her children, save the grandchildren. And my God, I'm a product of those prayers because those effectual prayers of the righteous, it means something. And I want you to know, before my grandmother was buried, before she even could get in the ground, during the course of that week that they had the funeral, that God saved us. He saved us children. He saved my mother. He saved my father. Don't tell me that the prayers of the righteous don't mean something. Amen. I know it does. Hallelujah. So it's saying God is not mocked. If you and I, we sow bad seeds, we're going to reap a bad harvest. But we sow good seeds, we will reap a good harvest. Praise God. See, God uses seasons. I don't know what season that you might be in right now, but a season, God will allow some time, a season of waiting. You might say, well, Lord, I've been waiting, praying a long time, and I'm fasting, and I'm praying, I'm paying my tithes, I'm living all I know how, but yet I still don't see the answer. Well, I say to you, hold on, wait on the Lord. It's better to wait and not be deceived. Wait on God. My God, see, none of us like to wait. We want what we want when we want it. We want it right now. But God knows if He gives us everything we want when we want it, we couldn't handle it. Most of us could not handle it. Some folks said, what if God gave you millions of dollars? We wouldn't know how to handle it. Some of us would get a big head and forget all about God. It's not that God is denying us of our heart's desire, but, you know, He says, just not right now. There's purpose in delay. Hallelujah. Delay doesn't mean denial. God heard you when you first prayed. He heard that cry. But he knows when the right time it is to give us. Praise God. And then also, there's a season of preparation. God prepares our hearts to receive the things that he planned for us. Amen. Jeremiah says, look, he says, God says, I know the thoughts I have towards you. I know the plans I have for you, plans to do you good and not evil, plans to help you to reach an expected end, an expected future. But God knows all those plans. But during the time or the season of preparation, God uses that preparation season to draw you and I closer to himself. Amen. Praise God. Many of us wouldn't even serve God, but yet only for what he has given us. We don't want to serve God. We shouldn't serve him because he's a rich uncle and can give us this, that, and the other. But serving God out the pureness of our heart, out the gratitude of our heart. Hallelujah. Just letting God know, I love you. I serve you because I love you, Lord, just for who you are. See, God allowed David to go through a lot of things. And David went through some victories, and David went through some defeats and some consequences. But yet, the things that David went through, it helped to make him to the point that God called David a man after my own heart. Amen. Wouldn't you want to be? Don't you want to be called a woman or a man after God's own heart? Hallelujah. That's the place God wants you and I to get to. Glory to God. Praise God. Oh, praise God. So we have to learn during this preparation season what is God's purpose for your life. What is God's will for our lives? And then once we find that out, and then it behooves us, it's on us now to become obedient to the faithful call of God. Glory, glory, glory. What season are you in? Are you in that waiting season? Are you in a season of preparation? Praise God. And then understand, too, that timing is everything. God knows the right time to bless us. He knows the right time to open the windows of heaven and pours out a blessing that we don't even have room enough to receive. And I don't know about you, people of God. I'm telling you, the windows are opening. He said not only one window, he said windows. Plural. So how we know how many windows are in heaven? I say, Lord, open it up, pour it out, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can shout on that one. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We know what God has said in his word. And God is not a man that he should lie. Neither is he the son of man that he should repent. But if God has said it, he'll do it. You know this, Numbers 23 and 19. If he spoke it, he will bring it to pass. So therefore, wait on the Lord and be of good cheer. Do not be deceived. Don't be the deceiver, neither do allow the enemy to deceive you. Wait on him, because, see, the devil will speak to us and say, hey, you ain't got to do this. You ain't got to go this way. Here, there's many ways to accomplish what you want, and you need to go this way. And you don't have to wait on the Lord. You don't have to acknowledge him in all your ways and everything. God still loves you. He'll still order your steps. But let me tell you, we got to do things God's way, or we're doing it our way. And when we do it our way, there are some consequences that we may not like that we have to go through. So again, God knows the right time to bless us, and we'll know how to receive that blessing when it's time for us to be blessed. And therefore, we know how to receive it, not be a big-headed or not get lifted up in pride, but we'll know how to be humble. We'll know how to receive it with a grateful heart. And not only that, people of God, when God blesses you, it's for you to help share and bless somebody else. Hallelujah. It's a blessing to give. That the Bible says it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. So it's a blessing to share. Because, see, when you know how to share your blessing, you're still sowing seed. And there's no way you can sow seed in good ground and not have it to grow and reap a harvest. Amen. So may I encourage you and I. We're encouraged tonight. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord, the scripture says, and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait on God. So while you're waiting, maybe in the waiting period, in that waiting season, rejoice while you're waiting. Give God the praise while you're waiting. Glorify him. Thank him for where you are right now. Begin to thank him for all the trials, tribulations, hardships that he's brought you through. Look where you were and look where you are right now. Hallelujah. You can praise God. Someone can praise and give God a shout right there. Hallelujah. We can praise God. So the Bible says, wait, I say, on the Lord. And the scripture says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings as eagles. Hallelujah. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk, and we don't have to worry about Satan. You see, you don't have to understand how long it's been that you have to wait, but just know that God's in charge, that God is ordering your steps. That God, just like he said to Jacob, go ahead and do this. Go back to Canaan land. He says, I will be with you. That's all we need to know. It's okay if they say they're not going to give a stimulus check. It don't matter if they're not going to give you the additional unemployment. Let me tell you what. All of our help comes from the Lord. Look to the hills from which cometh your help. Our help comes from the Lord. He didn't say look to the White House. He didn't say look to Trump. He didn't say look to the Republicans, but he didn't say look to the Democrats, but he said look to the hills from which cometh your help. We need to look up because God has already given us everything that pertaineth to life and godliness, and he's given it to us in good measure. Pressed down, shaken together, running over. God said he will cause men to give unto your bosom. Say amen to that. Glory amen. To God. See, if God said he was going to give us renewed strength, then you just need to look for renewed strength. God said that he will do a thing. He's going to do just that. When God renews our strength, he begins to renew our mind. He gives us new hope up. He renews our courage. He makes us feel like going on. You might be waiting a long time, but God knows how to give you that extra boost up, to give you that dunamis Holy Ghost power that charges you up, that say, I'm going to stand and wait. If I have to wait, like Job says, I will wait till my change comes, because he know that a change will come. Say hallelujah, somebody. A change will come in your life. A new mind, new hope, new courage. God knows how to preserve our lives. He keeps our feet from slipping. In other words, he says, I will not allow your feet to slip, but he will establish our footing up. He will establish us in the Lord. Hallelujah. And when he establishes us, he'll order our steps. He'll lead us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The scripture says, I have spoken, saith the Lord. I will bring it to pass, and I have purpose, and I will do it. So therefore, to you and I, we need to learn how to wait patiently on the Lord. And that word patiently, it says, let patience have her perfect work in you, that you may be entire and wanting nothing. That means waiting without complaining. Waiting without grumbling. Fill your heart with joy instead. Instead of mumbling and grumbling, fill it with praise. Because why would we need to fill it with praise? See, God inhabits the praises of his people. Hallelujah. The joy Hallelujah. Of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. So therefore, because the joy of the Lord is our strength, you and I, we can make it. So while we're waiting, in my closing, trust in the Lord and do good. And the Bible says, so shall we dwell in the land. Verily, we will be fed. Hallelujah. Trust in God. Don't need to trust in your bank account. No need to trust in all the other liberties and so forth, that whatever the world system, but trust in God. See, because the world system is may even perish. It may be pulled from under us. The rug might be pulled. Just like the stimulus check they talking about. They promised a second stimulus check, but now they're trying to just pull the rug from under you and thinking that, hey, if you didn't have hope in God, if you didn't know where to look at, you would think you have no hope. You would be going down, but not you and I. Not so, because God said that he would never leave us. He'll never forsake us, but he's with us always, even to the end of the world. So trust in him. Keep on doing good. Don't worry about what other people are doing. Like the scripture we're reading, defend not thyself because of evildoers. Don't even be envious against the workers of iniquity. The Bible says that they should soon be cut off and wither as the green herb. We will be growing. We will be growing because the Bible says that God will water us till we become like a well-watered garden. That means a well-watered garden. And you know I know something about flowers. When you water it, next thing you know, you come back and look a few minutes or so later, then the leaves are standing out. Then you're looking up and those leaves are pointing up to the sun, that you already got more strength, renewed strength in God. So therefore, delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Amen, somebody. Not just one desire. If this Bible says desires, so what are you desiring today? Let your request be made known to God with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Give God the praise for it. And then finally, commit your way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Isn't that all right? Isn't God good? Hallelujah, hallelujah. So I encourage you, stay focused and wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. It's better to wait that we will reap a good harvest, because God knows what to do. Hallelujah. We're getting ready to pray over the prayer list. And I want you, as this song says, it talks about we're in the care. We're in God's care. Hallelujah. And it's in his name that we're going to pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen at this. God, give us peace in the midst of a storm. God got the power. Oh, yes, he does. Whatever you need, just ask in his name.
Leave it up there, sir.
Praise God. Just ask whatever you need, whatever it is that you're going through, no matter what the trouble is, no matter what the trial is, no matter what we're confronted with, no matter what the doctor's report says, just ask whatever we need with all in his name. And we're going to the Lord in prayer tonight. And as we're praying for this entire prayer list I have, and we're praying, oh my God, for all those that are sick and they're shut in. And we're praying for our Petersville Baptist Church family, that God will bless them. Pray not only that, for all the leaders and all the church families, the people of God at large. charge, the body of Christ. We're praying for it, our spiritual leaders. Amen. We're praying for those families that are still bereaved. They're still lamenting over their loss of their loved ones. We're praying also for all those people that have been affected by COVID-19. Glory to God. We know that God knows the feelings of our infirmities. We can touch him with our feelings, and praise God. And we want to, there's a few that we're continuing to pray for. We're continuing to pray for my brother, Ronald Brown, who is going to go into surgery tomorrow. And we're just believing God. Right now, they haven't been able to take him off the ventilator machine. But we believe God. God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or even think. We're praying also for Mother Catherine Woodson and praying that God will just bless her and just strengthen her. And we're also praying for Sister Virginia Pear, that God remembers her and he knows what she's going through. All of those, I'm going to tell you, it's just so many. We pray for the mother of our church. We pray the father of our church. We pray for our officers. We just pray for the people of God. We can pray for continued strength for Sister Rocky and Terry Reed. Continual prayer we are for Sister Linda Jefferson. And we just believe in God. Amen. We just trust in you. So, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus,
yes,
we give your name praise and glory and honor. And we know, God, that in you we live, we move, and we have our being. God, we're looking up to the hills which come at our help, all of our help. It comes from you, Lord. You're the author and you're the finisher of our faith, God. And God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for your word tonight, because we know that when we wait on you, you will renew our strength. God, if we wait on you, you will cause us to mallet with wings as eagles. Oh, my God, to those that are weak, that you say they can be strong. When we are weak, then are we strong, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. God, we just look to you, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that your favor is upon us. We thank you, God, that you have adopted us into your royal family, that you call us royal priesthood. We are a peculiar people, that we're called out from the world, but as unto you, God. We give your name the glory. We give you all the praise, all the honor, Father. It belongs to you tonight, God. We thank you, Lord. How, God, that you took care of us all this day, God. You kept us safe, Lord. You kept us with a mind stayed on you. God, we thank you, Lord, that you didn't let the enemy overtake us, God. God, some of us, we drove up and down the street, even on our job. God, you kept us covered. Hallelujah. You allow us to return home safe. God, even all of our truck drivers out there, God, that you protected them, God, and you yet protect them, Lord. Oh, God, we look into you, God. We standing on your promise. You, God, are not slack concerning none of your promises. God, we pray for the healing, God. We pray for those that need healing tonight, God. The specific healing, God. Some are suffering with cancer. Some, God, were suffering with all kind of body ailments, oh God. Hallelujah. God, we just ask, God, that you would just touch them. Touch them, God, from the crowns of their heads to the soles of their feet. Renew their strength tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, give them a new lease on life, oh Father. In the name of Jesus. Restore, God, in the name of Jesus. Lift up, Father. And, God, I present to you, we present to you, Ronald tonight, God. Oh, God, speak to his heart. As he laying there, and I see you, God, you know. You made him, God. Speak, God, to his very spirit. Speak, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, let your will be done. Speak right now. Breathe, Father, on everybody that's on this line tonight. Breathe, Holy Ghost, on them. Bring God up. Bring back God up. Those that have slipped away from you. Those, God, that don't know you, God up. Restore them, God up. Bring them back into the fold because you are that good shepherd. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We expect healing, God. I expect somebody on this line to say, I believe, God, that I'm healed by your stripes. Hallelujah. I'm healed.
Hallelujah.
in your side, hallelujah. We thank you right now, God. We thank you, Lord, and we believe you, God, even through this pandemic, God. You made the way for us, God. You put food on our table. You've given us clothes on our back. You've given us shelter and protection, Lord. We're still able, God, to have shelter, Lord, God. We thank you, Lord, when millions don't have jobs. We pray those to help them to make ends meet, help them to feed their families. Some been put out their homes, Father. Oh, God, we pray and we intercede, God, on their behalf, Father, that you will open the door, God. Open the windows of heaven. Make ways for them. You told us to pray. Oh, God, you would hear our prayer. Hallelujah. And we know that, God, we can ask anything in your name, that you would do exceedingly and you can do abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to the power that's working in us, God. We thank you right now. We thank you for the time of prayer. We thank you for this prayer line. We thank you for all that you have done. Oh, God, we don't take your blessings lightly. But we do praise you. We honor you, God. We worship, Lord. Bring us closer to you. Draw us into yourself, God. We don't know exactly all the seasons that we may have to go through. But, God, those that are in the waiting season, God, that you will cause them, Lord, to wait patiently on you. That you will, God, give them joy, God, while they're waiting. Some are waiting for jobs. Some are waiting to get a new home. Some are waiting to have a marriage, God. Some are waiting, God. They want to marry the right person. Help them to wait, God. God, you know, God. You know what to do, when to do it, how to do it, God. We just need to rest in you, Lord, and wait patiently on you. Hallelujah, God. God, we know that you're always on time. You're never late, God. So we praise you, God. God, I just bless you for everybody on this line. God, we bless you, God, for their families that are represented on this line, the loved ones that are represented on this line. God, we just pray that you would just meet every single need. And God, we pray that, God, that even when they get off this line, they begin to share the love of Christ with somebody else. Hallelujah, God. For we know that we're living in the end times. We know that you're coming back soon. Help us to look up because we know our redemption is drawing near. Father, in the name of Jesus, help us show love like you have told us to show love. Let the love of God just flow from heart to heart. Let the love of God flow from breast to breast, that people may know that we would have been with you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, just have your way, even through this election, God. You have your way. God, you know your will be done, God. You know what needs to be done. You know how to fix it, God. We put it in your hands, God. You're able to do all that needs to be done. And God, help us. We'll continue to praise you. We'll continue to give you the glory. We continue to give you the honor and the praise. All these blessings we ask in the name of Jesus and for his glory. And all the people of God say amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Amen. Lord.
Thanks.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey, go get my cell phone. Do you have my 7D, my cell phone?
Glory to God. Never mind the lady that's talking, but we just praise God. We thank you for being on the line tonight and continue to pray for the Dream Team prayer line. Praise God that God would just use us in the way that he would have us to go. Continue to be blessed. Praise God. As I tell you every single week, continue to be blessed. And this the scripture that we use tonight, don't worry about, don't be deceived. Don't let anyone deceive you. Don't let anyone take your mind off the Lord, but wait on the Lord. The Bible says, wait, I say, on the Lord. Be of good courage. The Lord will strengthen your heart. So until next week, I pray that you continue to be blessed and just have a wonderful night and continue to look to the hills. That's where all your help come from. This is Lady B saying, God bless you. I love you and have a blessed night. Good night.